Well, if we're allowed to refer to the characters that we know people by, we have a serial killer and a upper-class diamond thief in the studio today.
That's a marvellous combination,
isn't it? Just a very, very warm welcome to Lisa Goddard and Brian Capron.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're here this week for the smallest show on earth,
yeah,
at the Theatre Royal, and it's got high credentials, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Yeah, it's not actually a small show, it's a big show. It's a big musical with 14 cast and a six-piece band live. And all the songs are from Irving Berlin, which have been woven into a story, which originally, the smallest show on earth, was the title of a lovely Ealing comedy film.
The
starring
last
Peter
of
Sellers.
The Ealing comedies.
Yeah, oh, the last, yeah.
Yeah, and I looked up who played the parts that you are both playing, and Peter Sellers was Mr. Quill.
Yes.
And Margaret Rutherford, Lisa Goddard, I cannot see you in a Margaret Rutherford.
I know, a hard act to follow, I have to say. And in the end, you have to put her out of your mind. Shall I try and do a Margaret Rutherford? No, I can't.
Well, they've restructured it. They're wonderfully kind of talented musical theatre director that we have, Tom Sutherland. This has been something that he's been working on for years. He had this wonderful idea.
And it's his vision, the whole thing.
Yeah, and the slight restructuring means that, which is rather nice, is that Mr. Quill and Mrs. Fasakeli, which is the name of Lisa's part.
Exactly, Mrs.
Fasakeli. Exactly, Mrs. Fasakeli. They have a rather nice love story, and there are two other love stories in it as well. So it's got, that is the kind of romantic charm side of it.
Mrs. Fasakeli has a son in this, so there's a lovely love story with the young people, and then the main love story is Jean and Matt, played by Laura Pitt Bulford and Hayden Oakley, who inherits this cinema.
Which is a bit of a flip.
They think they've inherited the Grand, which is the big,
like an Odeon.
Wonderful cinema, and it's not that they've got the flea pit. And it's the story of how they fight. I don't know, it's a small business fight, it's big business. And also, you fall in love with this very quirky family.
And our characters are the fixtures and fittings. They get us with the cinema.
And the first idea is to just sell the cinema off, but they grow to rather love these quirky people, as the audience, and the cinema itself. And it's a lovely story, and it moves on quite quickly, and it's moving, and it's funny, and we have this fabulous music.
Fabulous.
I mean, in a lot of musicals, you perhaps get two or three standout songs and one standout song, and we have to say, because it's Irving Berlin, every single song in this is just lovely, and there are a lot of songs that people have heard of before, and some that have been resurrected that haven't been, but they're all.
And what's so clever? He's used a lot of the songs are like dialogue, so there are a few numbers where people sing a number, but mostly the song comes into the dialogue and then goes out and then comes back in again, and the lyrics fitting the. So if you took the music away, the lyrics would be dialogue.
There's everything from a kind of ballad-type song to full-out numbers with full tap dance routines.
Oh, amazing routines. Lee Proud, our choreographer.
And also, it's all set in the 1950s, and there's a great attention to detail to the 50s in the dialogue. You know, we talk about 10 bob notes and things like that. but there's also great detail in the design of the costumes and the set. And the set is wonderful. Sometimes one works in an area where they kind of, you know, take shortcuts with sets. This is a full...
It's very simple, small set, but it transforms into different places.
The lighting is lovely as well. Yeah. And the reception we've had from audiences, I don't think I've ever been in a show which has had such a reception. It's such a lovely thing to be part of.
Now, it's interesting, isn't it? I don't think of either of you as being people I would expect to see in a musical. And
no, I'm probably wise.
Well, we're not proper twirly turns, as we call it. We're not singing and dancing people naturally. I mean, I did fall into the singing and dancing thing a few years ago. I was asked to do Rocky Horror Show, and then because of that, I was asked to do Guys and Dolls. So I've done a little bit, but
I've done pantomime.
We're not kind of full on singers, but we can put a song across, and we're there really for the character interest of these characters. But we have songs as well, and Lisa has lots of songs.
Loads.
And it's, you know, it's nice because we're more character songs, but we do have. Well, the rest of the cast are just so talented.
They sing so well and dance, don't they?
As a young star, you know, Laura Pitt Pulford, who's the
She's incredible, the female lead.
You just look at her and she's absolute star quality. Her voice, I mean, some of the reviews say her voice is like honey, and that just about sums it up.
Now, I refer back to the things that we know you from on television. And, I mean, in your case, Brian, you were a serial killer in Coronation Street, Richard Hillman. And Lisa, I mean, I remember first seeing you in The Brothers and then subsequently so many other things, and in particular Bergerac, which we all love. But do you both find that that's what people sort of identify you as? Or?
Well, I think it depends on their age.
No, I guess so,
might be Skippy, or I'm very young fans know me from Grandpa in My Pocket. They're tiny fans.
So well, I was a teacher in Grange Hill for 4 years, so there's a certain generation that say, I know you from Grange Hill, this Hopwood, this particular character I played for 4 years in Grange Hill, which was at a time for a lot of people who were watching perhaps in their teens, and when they were very young, they sometimes think I was their teacher, you know. The character. And so I played this lovely, nice teacher, and my agent made me give up that role because I worried about typecasting. And then a few years later, I have the same agent worrying about being typecast as a serial So it's one of those funny things. But
and a lot of women my age don't remember Take Three Girls because it was the sort of role that we were girls leaving home and going to live in a flat in London, which was quite something in the early 70s, late 60s, and that stayed with people.
But to come back to the point, you're here in the smallest show on earth, and I should say it opens tonight and it runs until Saturday. If you haven't got your tickets yet, the box office at the Theatre Royal, of course, is 267222 or theatreroyal.com. So this is the start of the run for this one, is that right?
No, we're about we've got about another month to go, and
we've
started in August, so we're rehearsing in August.
We're opening Colchester,
We were there for 3 weeks. Also, we have fabulous producers of this as well. I don't know if anybody knows Brian Eastman and Christabel Aubrey. Brian Eastman produced all of the Poirot series on television. He's just a fantastic producer, as is his wife. So we're very fortunate.
They are so lovely. They've been so fantastic.
And this has had a lot of support from them. So in a sense, nothing's been penny pinched on this production. It's a full on production. And it's been an absolute pleasure to be in, and one of the loveliest things that I think we've both ever been in. And I just feel very lucky to have been asked to do it, to be honest.
Well, it's lovely to have you both in Plymouth, and I'm sure you'll have a great week here. I hope you get a chance to go around the various
sites. Oh, we'd love to. That's what we want to do.
I know, Lisa, you said you spend a lot of time in Tavistock, so you know.
Yeah, because my dad spent the last 10 years of his life living in Tavistock, so I know it very well.
Well, it's lovely to have you here in Devon, and enjoy your week, and thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.